drilled in the sugya, showing how l'shitasam, Rashi, the Rambam, the Balamor, they all, Baruch Hashem, blend and affect daily lives of tzitzis, how different situations, sveksveikas, amiras, no lishma, where's lishma necessary, where's a ma'akev, when can you make a bracha, when not, all these cheshbonos really come out just from a pasha v'cheshbon on how to bring out our sugya. So the last ma'akev patish, the last nekuda that we need to explain and we need to delve into is back into the Shakla Batari of our Gemara. But I'd like to do so to bring back to the Shakla Batari of the Gemara by the opinion, the exploring the opinion of the Riff. The Baal Amor asked, if everyone turns to the Riff, the Baal Amor asked Akasha against the Riff that he's in no man's land. You can't. Everybody say, what was the first shmooze of the year? Who remembers?
First letter.
No, the first shmooze of the year. Sorry. Lo kiyam to sukkim yamech. What was the year? Lo kiyam to sukkim yamech. What was the vart that I said? Everybody say, you can't be what?
Outside the sukkah.
You can't be outside the sukkah and in the sukkah at the same time. Right? That's what's called, what do you say? That's called being mezakeh shtari lebeitri. That's trying to dance at both sides. You can't dance at both sides. You got to choose a direction in life. Okay, we'll dab a little bit here. What?
Well, you know, you can't dance at two chasanas.
Yeah, that's a phrase.
It's a phrase.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not.
No, it's a phrase. No, it's like a
rabbanan.
No.
like Hanetsky has two chasanas. You can only dance at one.
It's called you can't dance at two chasanas. It's
a metaphor, Silver.
You can't be in two places at once.
I understand.
We need to
sing. First dance, third dance. Like,
I'm supposed to make the pot turn. So come on.
No, you can't.
You can't.
It's a phrase. No. Yes, because at any time, the vart is that I can't believe I'm explaining this. But the vart is because if you're going to have to run around to six chasanas, you're not really by any chasana. I don't need your askama. This is like an old phrase. That's the vart, okay? So you could actually get into a car and drive to many different chasanas. But ultimately, some chasana is going to lose, okay? So that's the issue. You can't be in the sugya and in the bias at the same time. Because if you're in the sugya and in the bias, you're going to lose. You can't be
on your phone.
You have to be shakua. And even when a person has to go outside, and a person has to take care of, you know, challenges and things, he has to be somewhere else. He has to be kavua somewhere else. And that's what the yisoid of lo kiyam tesukim yamecha. It's not just stam that you're sitting in a bad way. It's that you're missing the ashkafa of a sukkah. To be ashkafa in a sukkah means to detach oneself totally from those other ashkafas. And even when I'm not in that realm, and even now, when I'm not in that reality, and when I'm in the middle of doing other things that don't represent, but my machshavis are somewhere else, and therefore it's not a stira to who I am. Rabbi say that is a yesod for life. For yesod to life, that means we're not just learning for the intellectual pursuit, we're not just learning for the hack, we're learning to change who we are. We're learning to be davik takarish baruch. We're learning, there's no difference between today and tomorrow in the Parsha Shmuz. You might get more fired up by the Parsha Shmuz, but it's all of it is Hashem. It's all being Mizkarav El Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even when we have to step out of bounds, and we have to be around, you know, and outside of the boundaries of the Beis Medrash, and where we are, we're still Shaku over here, and we're not being Mizakit Shtari LeBeitrei. We're not throwing documents to just gain favoritism in everyone's eyes. So the Baal Amor is saying, Riff, you got to make up your mind. I don't understand. You told me that you paskin like Shmuel. If you paskin like Shmuel, frek the Baal Amor, so then why is it that you still are not clear, says the Riff, about what? If you paskin like Shmuel, so the Gemara Menachos tells us what? That's tantamount to saying that you paskin like who, Rabbi Yisai? So how could the Riff, Max, how could the Riff, excellent. Really hope you have insurance on that phone. How could the Riff, I love it. How could the Riff paskin, not like, not be clear if he paskins like Rishbag, and yet he's sure that he paskins like Shmuel. So the riff, the whole shmooze. So it's so the Ramban wants. So the Ramban. No. Not unless you're in one place. That actually would be worse. I'm even Yavin. This has to move to Pharaoh. Like Kiyam to Sukkum Yomel. Talk to Heligib Mochamis. Let's lead it inside. Mochamis Hashem. Mochamis Hashem, the Ramban, looks very scary, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to read it together, we're going to learn together, and we're going to get a Mochama, a battle, to defend the Rabbi of the Rif. Talk to Heligib Ramban. V'chayna yonira ela shedivri rabino agadol tzrichen lifnim. Everyone with me?
No.
Wait, you don't have my Tzura? The beginning of the Ramban, Milchamas Hashem, the beginning. After he quotes Va'od Beis Hillel. Amar HaKosev, yeah? V'chein ayin nira, el shedivri Rabbeinu HaGadol tzrichen lifnim. He's right. The Rif needs some internal pshat, some internalizing and some research inside. He needs some dissection. He needs some surgery. Shemiach shelo pasak alocha k'divrei misha daita notu l'divrei chachamim. How is he tansing at both chasanos? How is he giving shtaros lebeitrei? That's a lingo in the Gemara. Is you can't be mezakeh shtar lebeitrei. You can't be here and be there at the same time. Unfortunately, some people are, but you can't really. The efsher, so says the Ramban. I want to defend the riff. The efsher neisha samchu agoinim zal al Shmuel. The Goinim were Soymech on Shmuel, and they passed like Shmuel. Bishum de Makshinar Minei Hacha Basukka. Because the Goinim said what? You can only get our Gemara's Kasha if you hold what? Like Shmuel. Why is that true, Jojo Pashit? Because of what we explained. Because they hold that Rav Shita has nothing to do with Lishma. They hold that Rav Shita has to do with Min Kanaf or Bizoy Mitzvah. Nothing to do with Lishma. So where do we only find Lishma in the concept of Titzis? Only by what?
Shmuel.
Only by Tviya. Yeah. Excellent. Shun makshinim mina hacha besukka. So you see, the Gemara is pasking like Shmuel. Vavina b'taima maskinim b'kroi. And the Gemara is asking b'taima vavinan b'taime. Listen to the translation. The Gemara asks within his svara umaskinan b'kroi, and the conclusion is with a pasuk. Alibay, it's all going alibay. It's according to who? According to Shmuel. The lekalamemer de sugin afilu l'rav. I'll prove to you that the sugin is not going according to Rav, Rabbi Yisai. So far, the Malchamas is exactly like the Balamor. Why? How do you know that it can't be according to Rav? De iu nami asiyah l'shma boy. Because Rav doesn't hold that you need asiyah l'shma. Because what? De harav yudom arav mishmei de rav et perak akoymeitz. And Malik, this was the other version of Rav that the Malchamas is pointing out. But it doesn't make a difference. They're both the same point is true. That Rav held in the Gemara Bezim and Olive, one version of Rav was that a goy cannot make tzitzis, which was the psak and Shulchan Aruch that we spoke about yesterday. But then Bezim and Bez actually quotes the version of Rav a little bit differently, that he has a drasha to say that a goy can make tzitzis. Okay? We happen to not paskin like that version of Rav, but the Ramban's going with that version of Rav. There were two versions of Rav that were quoted. Everyone with me? Either a goy can't make tzitzis because of a pasuk of Dabra B'nei Yisrael B'la goy, or a riboy from Acherim that even a goy can make tzitzis that's presented B'Shem Rabbi Yudah Merav on Mem Beis HaMabez. Two diametrically opposed versions of Rav, but in Legabe Us, they're both coming to the same conclusion. Why? Whether or not you hold that a goy can't make tzitzis because of a pasuk, like yesterday, or whether or not you hold that a pasuk tells me that a goy can make tzitzis, Bottom line, says the Ramban, what do you clearly see from Rabbi Yehuda and Rav collectively? From both statements or versions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav. You see that Titus does not need what? Lishma. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, I'm about to tell you something. That I have not seen this aura by anyone. The Reb Chaim that we learned yesterday in Shitas HaRambam, Lefi Ani Azdaiti, is a Beferish of Mohammed Hashem in Sukkah, tucked away in this defense of the rift from the Balamor. Now hear what I'm saying. It's a Reb Chaim that the Olam goes wild about. Reb Chaim says Abjad and HaRambam. Rabbi says it's a Ramban. A Mohammed. I just showed this to Rabbi Apfel. Listen to this. Minayin letzitzis benochri shekshera shenemar v'asulem titzis v'asulem achirim. He has a drasha that even a guy can make it. Alma loyboy asiya lishma klal. You see from here that a guy doesn't need lishma. Follow with me. Dinochri vada. Listen, Rabbi Yisai. Everyone get their finger on the place. Don't lose this. This is the Rabbi said fireworks are coming out right now. Dinochri vada yadaita dinafshe kohavid. Va'afilu Yisroel oimen al gabov. Kid mefarish beperek amoivi baser gittin chof gimel. What did the Ramban just say? Who did the Ramban just argue with, Rabbi say? Rashi where?
Gittin.
In Gittin. According to the Ramban, is that kid a vaday mamzer? Kids of Vaday Mamzer. There's no suffix. According to the Ramban, a guy writes
he's
a get.
Fully arguing with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say.
Here we go again.
That he's not necessarily.
So far, this is Lishitascha. The Baal Mor is Lishitasam. Rashi is Lishitasam. And you want to be Lishitasam. Yeah, I disagree. Rashi is suffix. You're not arguing.
Yeah, Rashi is suffix.
So he just said Vada.
But it's not like he's not completely arguing with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it's.
No, he's saying it's possible. Rashi.
Lagabe my chakira, he's arguing. What depends what your version is. You're right. There's a tzad suffix that they have a common denominator. But the Gemara said that it was no good already. So it's Vada. Rabbi say, do you hear what I'm saying? There's a Reb Chaim that's mamish in the Mohammeds already. I don't know why this isn't bevust. Fine. They're hard. Muhammad's are hard, Rabbi say. But we're going to do it. Nothing stops us. We're not skipping this sugya. We spent a week on this sugya. And we learned Hilchos Tzitzis. Ah! So geschmack. Because it's so hard. Shmamino de sugin vade kishmul. V'hainu nami de. So now what the Ramban just proved, that's why the Rif knew you got to pass him like who, Rabbi say? You got to pass like Shmuel. Good. Our sugya only works according to Shmuel because the only concept of Lishma only exists in Shmuel. Because Rav allows Goyim. And we know Goyim are Vaday not Lishma. Reb Chaim.
Like, how would Rav get out of this?
Well, Rav get out of what?
I mean, the issue.
He holds you don't need Tzitzit Lishma.
So what would he do with Dabir Abnei Yisrael? Or like,
Adarabba, that's a riot to this. Either he uses Dabra Abnei Yisrael to tell you that Goyim are apostle, even though you don't need Lishma. That's a riot that Rav doesn't need Lishma by Tzitzis. Exactly.
So how do you fix Rashi?
What? Huh? Yeah. Why do I have to fix Rashi?
Rashi
disagrees with the Gemara in Sukkah. He says Rav holds Lishma.
So how would he fix the Machlokes in our Gemara? Based on,
he says, one second. What's the problem? The Gemara asked the Kasha. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel.
It's hard to read like Rashi.
Why? It's great to read.
The question.
The question is bein l'Rav, l'Shmuel. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel.
The question never gets off the
ground. Yeah, the question. It wasn't only Aliba de Shmuel. It was a question according to everyone. The Ramban saying no. The question only gets off the ground according to Shmuel, and that's why the Gaonim knew to pass like Shmuel. Aye, freck the Ramban. But yeah, that's great. But what's stuck, Rabbi say? What Gemara is problematic right now?
Rashba.
Which Gemara is that? Menachos. Menachos Menbeis. Once you pass like Shmuel, then you gotta what? You gotta accept Shmuel's family. So you gotta pass like Rashbag. And the Rif stopped the puck right by the goal. And he said, no! Right? Who's a real good goalie? Martin Brodeur. Right? Is he still around?
No.
No?
He's in the front office now, dude. Henrik Lundqvist.
What's that mean? He's a manager?
Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah, Rangers. That's right. High school, I used to have a poster of Yamir Yager on my wall.
He's still playing.
No way.
He got hurt.
Still has long hair?
He regrew it, yeah.
He's in the Czech Republic.
Is he good?
Nice, he's horrible.
You?
He was.
He's like
16. He's not horrible. He's 47.
Let's go. Yeah. Shh. Weiter. El Sugi Lashmualu. And the maskana is that the pasuk says gedilim tascha l'shem choycha. That has to be l'shem choycha. Aval besukah deloik siv hachi, but by sukkah where there is no pasuk l'shem choycha. Rabbi Yisrael, let's go back here. Loi ba'ina asil l'shma. You don't need asil l'shma. Umeila tefillin nami keved deloik maisi b'hu kra deloik siv b'hu l'cha ba'asiya klal. Loi ba inan a ibu lishma, the maishna misuka. See what the Ramban just did?
Yeah.
Ramban said, finish our Gemara. What does our Gemara say in the conclusion, Max? That what? Tzitzis has what? Tzitzis has a what?
Pasuk.
Has a pasuk telling me what?
Lishma.
Lishma l'shem chovcha, right? What doesn't have a pasuk, says the Gemara in Sukkah? Sukkah doesn't have the pasuk. Says the Ramban, what also doesn't have a pasuk? Tefillin also doesn't have a pasuk. Schwartzman asked me a question a few days ago. Where did the Gemara get this idea that we should compare all these mitzvahs? Like, where did the whole premise of our sugya? Once you hold the Shema by tzitzis, so then you should hold the Shema by sukkah. Where'd you get that from? Says the Ramban, Schwartzman, I'm in your camp. And get this. That's exactly what the Maskonas HaGemara in Sukkah told us. The whole Inyan of Lishma is not just throw every mitzvah into one shulin pot, carry over from one mitzvah to the other. So then what? Says the Ramban. The Gemara in Maskonas is telling me exactly what Schwartzman said. By tzitzis, there's a pasuk for Lishma. Okay, maybe only by Tviya Aliba de Shmuel. But there's a pasuk according to Shmuel. And by sukkah, there's no pasuk. That's the maskotas ha-gemara, right? Everyone knows that. L'cha, right? It's a gemara we run through. Says the Ramban, that's the answer to the riff. So don't ask kashas on the riff. Why he paskin like Shmuel, and he didn't paskin like Rashbag? You know why he paskin like Shmuel, he didn't paskin like Rashbag? How do you know how to paskin like Shmuel in the first place, Rabbi Yisai? From a gemara where?
Sukkah
daf tesem et aleph. He says, finish that gemara in sukkah daf tesem et aleph. What does gemara in sukkah daf tesem et aleph finish off saying? By tzitzis, there's a pasuk. By nothing else, there's a pasuk. Aye, Rabbi, you're pulling a fast one. That's very nice. That was the Shakla Vatari and the Gemara. That was the Havi Min and Askana. The riff's all good and dandy. The riff's not good and dandy. The riff's not flying high. Why is the riff not flying high? Because there's a Gemara where? There's a Gemara in Menachos. What's the Gemara in Menachos saying? Whatever you say by one does apply to the other. Says the Ramban, you're 100% right. And says the Ramban something startling that Max Steinberg had a tough time to accept. But because of this, Kasha is so murderous and so tough, the Ramban says, everybody say, listen to what he says. V'af al gav. What's v'af al gav, everybody say? What's every bit, what? A built-in question. The Ramban's saying, and I know you guys are going to ask on me, and even though you're not going to accept my pshat, because what? I'm going to tell you the maskana, that changed, and since there's no pasuk by tefillin, so therefore you don't need lishma by tefillin. V'af al gav, I have some explaining to do where? D'hasam b'menachas ukim ne'ketanoi, mishum da'avesvir leke d'shmuel, lav mishum kra, d'gdilim tasilcha, amra, elohu adin l'chol ha-mitzis, k'dekosal k'dayta chocha me'ikarot. What did the Ramban just say, everybody say? That entire Gemara in Menachos is going to the Kasal Kedaitach Hacha Meikara. The Havamin of our Gemara. That Gemara Maskana that links Shmuel of Tzitzis to Tefillin was obviously assuming like the same line of reasoning like our Kasha of the Gemara to overlap from one mitzvah to the other and throw all mitzvahs into one Shulim Pshat. And then, that's true in Cheshbon, that if you're going to accept Shmuel, you better accept what? Rashbag. Oh, one second. Umiu lefum maskona da'acha. But once you have a gzeris hakosav that totally changed. Rabbi said, look at this. It's unbelievable. It's a Gemara that's changing other Gemaras. It's a Gemara that's changing. It's not only just giving up Pasuk. It's changing a whole Mahalach in Yiddishkeit. Do we carry over from one mitzvah to the next? But once the Gemara and Maskana, Rabbi said, the powerful words of what? Of Lecha L'Shem Chovcha. That is Xeris HaKosu by Titus to say you need Lishma. And even though it doesn't say that there, says the Ramban, yeah. That Gemara was in the Havamin of the Gemara. And it never finished Lefi the Maskana of our Gemara. But once you have a Maskana of our Gemara that says, Lishma is only where you have Gzeiris HaKosuvs, meaning Lishma is only by Tzitzis, so then we're not going to go with that Svar of the Gemara Menachas, and Rashbag and Rabbanan is open up in the air and says the Ramban, that's why the Rif says maybe you should Paskin like Rabbanan because Allah Yachid Karabim. And it's not dependent on Shmuel, because I could paskin like Shmuel, and only hold of Shmuel where? By a mitzvah that has a pasuk, and not by all mitzvahs. So that Gemara Menachis, Rabbi Yisai says the Ramban, in order to defend the rift, is only Lafi, the kasha of our Gemara, that compared all mitzvahs. But once you have a differentiation within our Maskanas, our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, that Gemara Menachis, that linkage between Shmuel and Rashbag, falls, and it's not a kasha on the riff anymore. Yeah.
What does this imply with the answer we gave that Rabbi Natan said now?
Nothing.
Wouldn't that?
Yeah. No. It's totally not the same. Right. Meaning everything we've been assuming. Everything we've been assuming up until now. No, this was only in the riff. Rabbi Yisai, because everything we've been assuming up until now is every gemara is alive and chai. So if every gemara is alive and chai, you got to figure out some way to jive sukkah daf tes. Menachas Membeis,
now we don't need to.
Sanhedrin Memches, and Lishma by Goyim, right? So that's what we've been doing up until now. Then we hit a riff that split between the two. There was splitting between Rashbag and Rabbanan, and still passing like Shmuel. So now we need to explain such a split. So the Ramban says, I have an answer. The Baal Mor rejected the riff because he splitted this. And then the Baal Mor had to explain Gemara and Sanhedrin a little differently, like he did with Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramban says the riff was coming from a different angle, because the riff held the Gemara in Sukkah in the Shakla Vitaria. Rabbi say, it's unbelievable. The Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara in Sukkah, which says no word about, is unbelievable. Listen to this. Schwartzman, listen to this. The Gemara never says anything about tefillin. Says the Ramban, the Havamina and Maskana of the Gemara, in our Gemara that talks about what? Tzitzis and Sukkah needing Lishma, doesn't need Lishma, do we borrow from Tzitzis or not, is going to be the Maskana of whether or not Tefillah needs Lishma. Is that unbelievable? Since the Gemara, you hear what I'm saying? Since the Gemara found Xeris HaKosuv by Sukkah, by Tzitzis, and therefore said don't compare Sukkah to Tzitzis, that now is going to affect the Maskana. By the way, now you should know you don't need Lishma by Tefillah.
But where do we come up with the basis? Zoy
Zop to Ramban.
Why do you need the Pasuk? Oh, if there's a Pasuk, then you can't apply it. Well, why if there's
a Pasuk? That's the Gemara says. That's the Gemara answer the Kasha. Gemara asks, V'chiles le l'bizhulo tzitzis Lishma. Zok the Gemara, no, tzitzis has a Pasuk. Sukkah doesn't have a Pasuk. Zok the Ramban, that Maskana now disagrees with the Gemara Menachis. Unbelievable.
She'll apply to every mitzvah with Lishma, though?
Not according to the Ramban.
According to the Ramban, the Rashbag says...
Yeah, he says we don't pass like Rashbag. That's exactly what I just said.
He says we pass like Rabbanon, or he says
you could pass.
He said you could pass like the Rabbanon, and he said maybe, and he said he thinks that's what the Rif is going to end up saying, because Yachid V'Rabim, Malach K'Rabim. Ah, you pass like Shmuel? I'm not bothered. That was by Tzitzis, where there's a buzzer.
You cut off.
Exactly. Unbelievable. You could read this Gemara without a depth and not see how earth-shattering this is going to change Shulchan Aruch according to the Rif.
It applies to every mitzvah that you might need to have Lishma with?
Yes. That was the Havamin of the Maskana. In the Havamin of the Gemara, I don't see any reason to limit which mitzvahs.
So you need to have a Gezeres Kaza to teach you Lishma then.
Right, exactly. That was what our Gemara was telling us. It's unbelievable. It's not just telling you a detailed of Beisil Beishamay of Lishma. This changes all mitzvahs. Yeah. Our Gemara. Psst. whatever Rabbi say, that's the Ramban's pshat. And as Max pointed out, and I can't disagree with him, it's a little bit
schwer.
It's a little bit, I wouldn't say schwer.
You just cut out the
Gemara. like Max said, and Sredny said pretty
bluntly.
Thank you, that was the word I was looking for. You just cut off a Gemara. Like, it's a little bit difficult. So the Ritva, thank you. I appreciate that. Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah. Yeah, exactly. The Gemara and Sukkah. Sorry. The Ritva quotes the Ramban, and the Ritva doesn't like it. Max, you're in good company. And ultimately, the kasha the Ritva is dealing with is that if you would have a, let's go like this. If you would only had a machlekes Rashbag and Rabbanan, forget the Gemara Menachos. You had a machlekes Rashbag and Rabbanan. What would the klal be? Rabbi say Yachid v'Ram Malach Karam. Right. So you would say by Tefillin no Lishma. Right. Good. Now you have a Gemara says the Ritva that he's maskim to our Gemara. He's going not like Rashi that our Gemara only gets off the ground Aliba Deshmul. Okay, that's a little bit problematic. And then what do you have on top of that? Says the Ritva, our old kasha. You have a Bayan Rava, and Rava is telling you what? Not to go like Reshbach. So how do you jive all these things? How do you deal with that? Basically, in other words, he's asking a similar kasha, and from his answer, how to jive these things, you're going to get a possible defense for the Ritva. But his answer, Rabbi Yisai, is something fascinating. Zok the Ritva, I don't like, he quotes the Ramban, and he says, I don't like the Ramban. Because, again, it's not mashma anywhere. It's not mashma that we're cutting any gemaras, not mashma we're ripping out any gemaras, not mashma any gemaras arguing with any gemaras. So you need another pshat, so far. So what's the Zokta Ritva like this? V'hanochon b'peirik shmuas halalu. He says the geshmak of pshat in all this is that you're mixing different categories. You need to make everything into different categories. And Rabbi say this Ritva is going to be fundamental for your approach to Kedusha in general. Kedusha, I mean in halachas of Kedusha. Let's see what the Ritva says. To be tefillin ikka tlas plugta. When it comes to tefillin, there are three machlekesim. Really? I only thought there was one machlekes, Reshbag and Rabbanan. I saw tefillin come up once, right? Says the Ritva, you're misunderstanding. There are really three different issues here. Chada Rabbanan de Pliga Aliba de Rashbag. There's the old machlokes of Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. That what? The Sefirli de Tefillin lo bayin and Lishma. The Rabbanan hold Tefillin don't need Lishma. Everyone pay attention, everybody say. You're going to want to pay attention to this. The Rabbanan hold Tefillin do not need Lishma at all. What does that mean at all? Va'afilu bikdusha atzma. What's Kedusha Atzma, Rabbi Yisai? What's the holiest part of your tefillin, Rabbi Yisai? The actual tefillin, the actual parshios. The actual parshios / box. The oisios. What creates Kedusha, Rabbi Yisai? Words. Words create Kedusha. Anything that has Kisvei HaKodesh, Rabbi Yisai, is Kedusha Atzma. Anything that is Ksav, that's Kedusha. Right? That's Kedusha. Kisvei HaKodesh is Kedusha. Okay? If you go one level beneath the Kedusha, that it doesn't actually have Ksav, but it's Mishamish the Kedusha, it's Mishamish something with Ksav, what's that called in Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Kedusha. This has Nafkaminas, Rabbi Yisai, because Kedusha and Tashmishe Kedusha need what? Need Gneza. Because that's Kedusha. It's like a Sefer Torah. That needs Gneza. Okay? That's why, since a Yid represents an Oisios of the Torah, and a Yid is representative of Oisiyas HaTorah, and the Gemara says when a Yid dies, you have to tear Kriya, that's because it's like a Sefer Torah. That's Nafla and or Nisraf, so that's why a Yid needs Gneza. That's why a Yid needs to be buried. So it's mamish the klaf of the Sefer Torah. Kigon tlai shel tefillin shu atzmo kodesh dum yud tefillin atzmo, just like the tefillin itself. Ukedemuchach besech Shabbos, just like the Gemara in Shabbos says, Damer shin shel tefillin halachol moshe b'sinai, the ksav of the tefillin that's written on your tefillin is halachol moshe b'sinai, that a tefillin should have a shin on it. V'hu adin delei bayinim b'ksivas tefillin atzman l'shman klal. And Rabbanan hold, no, you do not need l'shma even in the parshias. Even b'tefillin atzman do not need l'shma. Many Rishonim disagree with this. Lav mishum de svir le dazman alav milsihi. And one second. Let me just get me some momentum. Lav mishum de svir le dazman alav milsihi. This is not connected to the old machlekes Abai and Rava about azman and milsa. Damrina beperak nigmar adin de bedavar shu gufa kodesh luchuli alma azman and milsihi. Says Abai and Rava's machlekes has nothing to do with guf hakdusha mamish kisvei hakodesh. Has to do with what? Something detached from the actual kedusha. Hazmana to be mishamish to the kedusha. Good? So now the ritva is now explaining to us
that
let's say you have the tefillin itself, and then you have certain things that are part of the tefillin, but that are removed from the guf haksav. So that, he says, might be totally on the machlekes Abaye Rava, hazmana milsa. Let's say you make a bag for the tefillin. The bag of the tefillin is not guf hakedusha, right? But that's more meshamish the kedusha. It has tashmish kedusha, a nartik for tefillin, right? Then you could talk about what hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa. When I was making the bag, it didn't have kedusha itself, but it was going to be used to serve something with kedusha. Okay, but when you talk about the actual tefillin themselves, that's not totally on the machlokes Abaye and Rava. That's gufa kedusha. Everyone holds that needs gniza, even if you never ever used the tefillin. Doesn't matter. It's kedusha. It's kedusha zaksav. That's gufa kedusha. That's gufa tefillin. That's not totally on the machlokes Abaye and Rava. Says the Ritva brilliantly. Let's break this into categories, and we're going to be able to explain this entire machlekes. Says the Ritva. Says the Ritva. The machlekes Rashbag and Rabbanon
in the Gemara Menaches is min hakotze el hakotze. Rabbanon hold tefillin no lishma. That means every single aspect of tefillin. The ritzuos, the bag for the tefillin, the boxes, the parshios, the tefillin itself, Rabbanon hold no lishma. Rashbag says the Ritva, everything, hakol, tzarech l'shem. Good? 1 second. That's the machloi, because that's the Gemara Menachos. Good? Good? Listen to this brilliance of the Ritva. Now we're introduced to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? Hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa. What's hazmona? Says the Ritva, is hazmona the same as dealing with the lishma for the etzem kedusha? Says the Ritva, no. What's the case of hazmona, Rabbi Yisai? Like tachriche ames. So that's more similar to what? Something that's going to be mishamish, something else. Something like the ritzuos of the tefillin. Something like the nartik of the tefillin, says the Ritva. That's going to be mishamish, the kedusha. Meaning, it's one stage removed from what? From the kedusha atzma. From the Kedusha Atzma. Good? Good? On that, the Gemara said, listen to me, Rabbi Yisai, stay with me. There's a machloikas Abaye and Rava by Hazmona Milsa, Hazmona Lav Milsa. And what? That's going to connect to the machloikas Rashbag and Rabbanon. Why? Because included in the machloikas Rashbag and Rabbanon, Rabbi Yisai said, says the Ritva, min hakotze lakotze. Means they argue, Rabbanon say, Adam, no lishma, even by the lower level, even by the higher level, sorry, the Guf HaKedusha, tefillin whatsoever, don't need lishma, even by the Parshias, even by the Kedusha Atzma, and Avada, the Rabbanon are going to say you not need lishma by what? By the secondary, by the Mishamish, by the lower level, by the Ritzuos, by the bag, right? Everyone with me? Rashbag holds min hakotze lakotze. Rashbag holds what? Even the Mishamish, even the Ritzuos, which is not Guf HaKedusha, the straps which facilitate the tefillin, even that needs to be made lishma. The opposite of Rabbanon, right? Min hakotze el hakotze. They're arguing both by Mishamshin and Guf HaKedusha. Good? Says this Ritva, comes along the Gemara in Sanhedrin and brings the machloikis Rashbag and Rabbanon legabe what? Legabe hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa. We just said hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milsa is what? Is more similar to which aspect of the tefillin? The straps, the tashmishim.
the serving. So on that, says the Ritva, the Gemara is toile, Rava and Abaye. Rava paskins like Rabbanon. Let's go back to the original version, like Rashi. And Abaye paskins like Rashbag. Ah, and everyone said, how could it be? Taisus Kasha, Rabbi Natan, the Baal Amor. Oh, what do you mean? It's a steer himself. You can't paskin like Shmuel over here and have a Gemara Menachah that says that that's going to be like Rashbag and have a Gemara of Rava saying that you're going to be like Rabbanon. How does it work? Says the Ritva. Relax. I have a new way to jive all these sugyas together. Not every Gemara is talking about the same entity. This was an all-encompassing machlokes. There were many different articles that were included in this machlokes, Rabban and Rashbag. There was Tashmishin, and there was Gufa Kedusha. Says the Ritva, when you're talking in the context of Hazmana Milsa, which is a lower level, a more removed entity in the world of Kedusha, that is where the Gemara is saying Rav is going to paskin Hazmana Lav Milsa, and therefore that secondary external stage is not going to need what? Lishma. Says the Ritva, a brilliant pshat. So now, what am I going to paskin? I'm going to paskin like Rava, without changing anything, I'm going to go with Rashi's Girsa. And when it comes to Ritzuos of Tvilin, when it comes to bags of Tvilin, when it comes to things that are removed from the Guf Akdusha, I'm going to paskin what? Hazmana Lav Milsa, which goes like according to who? Like Rabbanon? That what? That you don't need Eino Tzarech Lishma. And yet I could still live with what? A Gemara Menachis that links Shmuel to Paskin like Rashbag. How's that possible? Because it's talking about the Guf HaKdusha, the Etzem entity, the Dover HaKadosh. Says the Ritva, Tzitzis is more like what? Is that the Etzem Zach? Or something that's Meshamish the Etzem Zach? That's the Etzem Zach. So the Gemara goes, I'll leave it to Shmuel. And we paskin like Shmuel, and we can still paskin like Rava. Because there's different versions within the Machlokes, Rashbag, and Rabbanon of how we paskin. This Machlokes was all encompassing. Just because we paskin like Rashbag in one aspect of this Machlokes does not contradict our paskin like Rabbanon in the other aspect of the Machlokes. And when the Gemara has a Shakla Vitaria in Sukkah, about tzitzis needing lishma and therefore having ramifications on a sukkah, that's not against any other gemara, says the Ritva, because that's talking about the etzem mitzvah, the walls of a sukkah, the chutim of a tzitzis. That's not like the sugi of hazmona milsa, hazmona lav milse. That's not removed. That's the etzem zach. There we pass them like Shmuel. And Shmuel paskins like Rashbag by the Etzem Zach. And there's no Gemara in Sukkah that contradicts it. Now when the Rif, Rabbi say, according to this Ritva, now when the Rif says, by the way, just because I paskin like Shmuel, doesn't necessarily, and the Gemara in Sukkah goes Aliba de Shmuel, and the only way you can get a Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara in Sukkah is if you paskin like Shmuel. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm automatically paskining everything Aliba de what? Rashbag. You want to know why, Rabbi Isai? I have a brand new pshat that's going to sit better with Max Steinberg. Not because I'm making a machlekes asugyus. Because not everything is the same within the machlekes Rabban and Rashbag. We can dissect this machlekes and bring it into different categories. And just because I have a Gemara and Sukkah that says, by the Etzem Kedusha, and by the Tvilin itself, that Avada you would need Lishma, that doesn't necessarily mean that I would need Lishma by the Ritzuos, and by all the other things that the Rashbag held that you needed Lishma.
Different tiers of Lishma.
Different tiers of Lishma for different tiers of Kedusha. The Tashmishin and the Kedusha Atzma. And now Rabbi say, now you go back, once you have this Ritva, all the Gemaras are not steerers to each other. All the Gemaras fit harmoniously like a song. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and it's Machlokes Abaye and Rava, that presents the halacha like Rabban. There's a Gemara in Menachos, that presents the halacha like Rashbag, all based on a Gemara in Sukkah that only works if you have Shmuel. How do you fit all these things together? So we worked, and we worked, and we worked. And how do you have a riff that says I'm going to paskin like Shmuel, but I'm not convinced that I'm going to paskin like Rashbag? We worked and we worked, and the Ramban says the only thing you can go up with is a machlek of the sugyas. One gemara is going according to Havmina, one gemara is going according to Maskana. Says the Ritva, not all kedusha was made the same. Not all articles are attaining the same level and criteria of lishma. One's gufa kedusha, one's gufa mitzvah. That's the gemara in Sukkah, and that now does not affect the gemara in Menachos or the gemara in Sanhedrin. And it's very meduyik, Rabbi Yisai. The sugya of hazmana milsa is not synonymous with lishma. Hazmana milsa means a preparatory stage, something that's serving the etzem zach, but not the kedusha itself. Is that goinus? The Ritva just took all these theorists and he just dissected and differentiated between the different concepts of the Gemara. And where did he get this from, Rabbi Yisai? He said, well, what are we talking about in Sukkah? We're talking about the schach. We're talking about the etzem mitzvah. We're talking about the chutim. We're talking about the real McCoy, the last stage, the highest stage in that mitzvah. That avada is going to what? Be more tantamount to kedusha atzma, to the actual parshas of the tefillin, to the box of the tefillin, not to the lower stage of the mishamsh. Yeah.
By tzitzis, why is tevia the etzem mitzvah?
Well, that's the only stage that the Gemara is applying lishma to.
I feel like the Asiya is more comparable to the like putting on the.
I think because you're for that's the stage that you're sukkah. That's the stage that you're forming the chutim. The chutim is the chetzah shel mitzvah.
You're making the kedusha of the tzitzis when you put the tzitzis on the beget.
That's the way I'm gonna.
You don't have tzitzis unless you have.
You don't have the. You're right. You don't have the mitzvah unless you have a beget.
Exactly. So I would think that that's the.
But if I asked, you're right. So it's not exactly comparable, but. The emes is, I don't have tefillin if I don't have ritzuas either. So just because
that's
I need
yeah,
this...
That's what I'm saying. So the weaving is like the ritzuin.
No. The weaving... The etzem article of the mitzvah is gedilin tasalacha. When you have a beged of dalek hanfas, your beged doesn't have kedusha. When you have a beged of dalek hanfas, the Torah says what? Want you to put a chefta shel mitzvah on it? Gedilin. Strings. So now...
Yeah, so that's the asiyah aspect of it.
No. So 1 second. So now... I'm going to compare that to tefillin. I hear what you're saying, Jeremy. But I want to compare that to tefillin. Torah says make tefillin. So now, one could argue, what do you mean? In order for me to wear tefillin, I need ritzuos. Yeah, but what's going to be the etzem cheftza of the tefillin? The box, the parshios, that entity, right? Good. So now, I'll now compare the two to the beged and the tzitzis. The actual cheftza shel kedusha of the tzitzis is more similar to the box. I can't have the mitzvah unless I have a beged or I have the ritzuos. So says the Ritva, this is Meshamish that. And these are Meshamish that. So I need Lishma by here for sure. This is a lower stage, and this is a lower stage. So putting it onto the Beged would not be the same as forming these strings. The forming of the strings would be more like the forming of the box. Yeah?
I have a question on the Gemara and Sukkah. How can we make the original comparison of Sukkah to Sitzis? Because Sukkah is a time-bound mitzvah where it's only once a year. And obviously, it seems like lishma would be more obvious there because it's once a year. You want to do the mitzvah of the false, and tzitzis is all year round. So how are we comparing? I feel like it's comparing apples and oranges a little bit.
Tzitzis is all year round.
You have the mitzvah to wear tzitzis and make tzitzis all year round. Versus
really?
Sukkah.
You're making tzitzis.
I didn't have a mitzvah last night.
Like, you get what I'm saying, LA?
Not at all.
You
found the difference between these mitzvahs, but Al Pidin, I'm telling you that. First of all, tzitzis is also time-bound, and why would I differentiate in this halacha just because one's time-bound and one's not time-bound? It has to be relevant to the discussion. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
So what? So you found the difference between the mitzvahs. And also, this mitzvah needs a beged. So what? No, there's no correlation between the amount of time, which I'm telling you, tzitzis also is time-bound.
There's no, like, you know, often there's no...
But first of all, I'm telling you right now, tzitzis is time bound.
What's the time bound?
Night. Night. What's the machlokes I'm thinking about right now, Libby? Exactly. What's the machlokes, Libby? Don't say. What's the machlokes Rambam Tosfos we learned at Bikkias 2 years ago?
Last year.
Tosfos says
three.
Oh,
it's not here.
There's a mitzvah
on the Rambam says it's on the sleeping baggage, on the sleeping stuff.
Right. Is the fact that the mitzvah can exist at night, does that make a time bound? Because the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, aksus laila, A ksus laila is putter, but you're chayav at night. What defines time bound? Is it the zman that it doesn't have the mitzvah, or is it that it's tully on the zman? That's machlokes teshuvah. Yeah.
Could you make a distinction between tzitzis and sukkah? That tzitzis, when putting the strings on the baguette itself, is the mitzvah, and sukkah.
No, that's not true. Stop yourself.
That's not true.
No.
Check yourself. There's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on a four-corner garment.
No. That's, there was one day in the Gemara Menachos like that that held that tzitzis is chayvas mona. Chayvas mona, which means it's a chayva on the beged. If that were the case, then you should make a bracha when you come home from a store. We don't paskin like that. We hold that the bracha is when, Rabbi say. When you put it on, it's chovas gavra, not chovas mona. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Menachos. Is tzitzis chayvas mona or chayvas gavra?
No.
So you don't make a bracha in the sukkah until you sit there.
Right. Rabbi Yisai, does everyone hear what's going on over here? Look at the Rabbi Yisai, they were all dealing with our kashas. The Rishonim were dealing with our stiras. And they went in five different directions that ultimately affect our lives crazily, like yesterday we saw, can affect Mamzerus, Rabbi Yisai, can affect whether or not this kid is a Sofik Mamzer or Vade Mamzer, can affect Goyim and Tviya and all these halachas, and says the Ritva, now we can jive and fit these Gemaras even according to the Rif and jive these Gemaras because they're different articles. One's the Cheftah Shal Mitzvah itself, one's the Kedusha Atzma, and one's Meshamshin, one's more similar to Hazmona Milsa. Revoisai, Geshmak HaSugya. We Baruch Hashem during this difficult time of midterms with challenges. Yeah, I ask all the time. I think next Tuesday maybe we'll get pizza.
Look at the ball.
By the way, before you came, we played ball.
Oh.
Hey, you were a little late.
It's not a hockey guy.
But we got.
So it's Sofer.
We went to Lawrence to play. That was it, yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. You made that drive really quick.
Rabbi Yisai, but what the point is, Rabbi Yisai, is we took this difficult sugya. Can you pause this?